Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Republicans have held on to North Carolina's 9th District congressional seat after a special election yesterday. Conservative Republican Dan Bishop is thanking President Trump for his support.
Look how he laid himself on the line for this race. I'm grateful for the president's extraordinary support throughout this campaign, and especially the closing barnstorm ending with last night's rally in Fayetteville.
Bishop beat centrist Democrat Dan McCready by about 2%. Bishop is best known in the state for promoting a law that limits bathroom access for transgender people. North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test of a new weapons system. South Korean officials said yesterday Pyongyang fired 2 projectiles into the sea. Jason Strother reports Kim suggests more tests are to come.
North Korea's news agency shows pictures of ruler Kim Jong-un smiling while standing by what it calls a super large multiple rocket launcher. Kim reportedly said the new weapon is ready for combat, but he implied another test must be completed. North Korea has conducted several rounds of rocket launches in recent months. Some violate UN Security Council resolutions that ban ballistic missile tests. President Trump has played down the threat posed by these short-range weapons, though they could strike U.S. forces stationed in South Korea. For NPR News, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.
One of the student activists leading Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement says he's heading to Capitol Hill next week. Joshua Wong says he plans to push Congress to pass the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. Among other things, the act could threaten Hong Kong's special trade status with the U.S. Today marks 18 years since the September 11th terrorist attacks killed nearly 3,000 people. President Trump attends a ceremony at the Pentagon. Ceremonies are being held in New York City, and as Chris Potter of member station WESA reports, Vice President Pence will speak later this morning in Shanksville.
When hijacked aircraft struck New York City and Washington, D.C. in 2001, Mike Pence was a first-term congressman. Marking the anniversary in Shanksville 2 years ago, Pence recalled being told another plane would strike Washington in 12 minutes, what he called, quote, the longest 12 minutes of my life. Instead, the passengers and crew fought for control of Flight 93, which crashed in a field 60 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. The group that represents Flight 93 family members says today's ceremony is meant to honor those whose sacrifices, quote, continue to amaze and inspire us all. For NPR News, I'm Chris Potter in Pittsburgh.
This is NPR. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not hold a vote on any gun laws until he knows what President Trump will sign. McConnell met yesterday with a bipartisan group of mayors who are urging the Senate to approve a House-passed bill aimed at curbing gun violence. Public pressure is building on lawmakers to take action after a series of mass shootings last month alone. New England Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown has been accused of rape by a former trainer. Mark Hertz of member station WGBH in Boston reports.
In her lawsuit filed in Florida, Brittany Taylor says Brown sexually assaulted her on 3 occasions. Brown has denied the allegations. A lawyer representing him says it was a consensual relationship and that Brown will countersue to clear his name. In a statement, Taylor said speaking out was incredibly difficult. She also said she will cooperate with the NFL. Brown was released by the Oakland Raiders last week after reportedly clashing with the team throughout training camp. He agreed to a contract with New England on Saturday, but has yet to play for the Patriots. For NPR News, I'm Mark Herz in Boston.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is expected to call for the dissolution of Parliament this morning, a move that will officially launch a campaign for a national election next month. Polls show Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party is just about neck and neck with opposition Conservatives. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
There's both